Tonight, we go from the Final Four to the Final Two. Who's your pick?
And the UConn Huskies.
The Villanova Wildcats.
The Michigan State Spartans.
North Carolina Tar Heels win.
Not all of the athletes out there on the basketball court today will be playing in the pros after college. A recent study suggests that many of them won't be earning diplomas either.
We annually do a study of the graduation rates of all the men's and women's teams to take a look at how far we have to go to assure the education of our student athletes.
That's Richard Lapchick. He's the director of the Institute for Diversity and Ethics in Sport at the University of Central Florida. He points out that one of this year's Final Four teams, Connecticut, has a graduation rate of 33%. Michigan State is at 60%. In the women's tournament, the news isn't nearly as bad. Three of the Final Four graduate 80% or higher. Also dramatic, the difference between men and women's graduation rates at individual schools that made the Sweet 16.
Louisville men's side 42, women 80. Pittsburgh men 69, women 93. Oklahoma men 55, women 69.
The biggest disparity is at the only school to have teams in both the men's and women's Final Four, UConn. Remember, the men's team only graduates a third of its players. The women, 100%. So, how can the same school have such a wide gap?
I think women student athletes are more focused on balancing academics and athletics. They don't see the prospect of playing pro ball as much as men do. Anybody who's making the UConn's men team probably has a realistic dream that they can play professional basketball. And sometimes when that happens, the emphasis on academics is just lost.
Over the years, a number of coaches, especially on the men's side, have been critical of the NCAA's reliance on graduation rates. They've argued that these numbers don't adequately factor in players who leave early for the NBA. Richard Lapchick says these rules have been changed to reflect those concerns.
If a student goes pro early, he does not count against you. If a student transfers out in good academic standing, he does not count against you. If somebody transfers into your school and graduates, they do count for your graduation rates.
Lapchick's work is having an effect. Within the last 5 years, the NCAA enacted a rule that holds schools responsible. Student athletes have to maintain a certain minimum academic progress rate, or their teams will lose scholarships.
Now coaches are afraid of losing those scholarships, so they become part of the educational process.
Even if a player leaves school early for the pros, all is not lost. Lapchick says some of them do return to school to finish up that coursework. For Richard Lapchick, the work continues.
I think when you recruit a student athlete to come to your campus, you should be making a promise to him or her that you're going to do everything that you can as an institution to make sure they get a meaningful education and a degree.
Richard Lapchick is the director of the Institute for Diversity and Ethics in Sport. He spoke to us from member station WUCF in Orlando, Florida. To get a look at that report, go to our website, npr.org.